Washington State abolished parole more than 30 years ago. Now there's a push by some inmate advocates to bring parole back. They had a chance to make their case Tuesday before a panel of state lawmakers. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
Ardell Shaw spent 14 years in prison as a repeat offender.
I've been out two and a half years, you know, and I spent my whole life committing crimes from juvenile on up. I've changed my life because I want to change, man, you know. It took 14 years for me to learn.
Shaw told the House Public Safety Committee that more prison inmates deserve a second chance at freedom.
We can, you know, just lock people up and throw away the key. That's not working. That's not working.
Shaw notes that African Americans make up about 4% of Washington's population, but nearly 20% of the state's prison population. He and others made the case for what they call a second chance law. The state would create a new parole board that includes former prisoners and members of communities of color most impacted by incarceration. Inmates would get an automatic parole review after serving 15 years. Sunite Brown represents Seattle King County NAACP.
We are looking at a second chance, not just for individuals. We're looking for a second chance for our system to get it right.
But how can a parole board know if someone is really reformed? That was the question posed by Republican Brad Klippert, who is also a police officer.
And of course, that's our fear, is that then they would be released and commit another heinous crime, and then we go, what have we done?
King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg testified in favor of another proposal to give three strikes offenders serving life without parole a second look after 20 years.
If we don't do that, then the only way out is to die.
Or, says Satterberg, to convince the governor to grant them clemency. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.